Hi, this is 55 Dimes with Murph, and I'm sitting here with Grant Wilson. How's it going?
I'm only like 3 dimes, so you got me beat. Life is good.
How's it been in Portland so far?
Awesome. I love Portland. They actually wanted me to go to New Orleans to do the Comic-Con there with Wizard World, and I said, no, I want to go to Portland because I'd never been here before, so I love it.
So you're enjoying the weather?
Yeah, it's actually, I expected rain, but I didn't.
You got lucky. It's actually been a dry, dry winter.
Yeah, yeah. It's beautiful here, and the people are fantastic.
All right, being that we're at Comic-Con, who's your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero? That's tough. I really like Nightcrawler for some reason. I know he's not a big one, but there's something about him. I love that guy. Teleporting and stuff. He's my favorite.
Big one. Marvel, DC. Which one?
Marvel.
Marvel all the way?
Yep.
Wow.
I love DC, but if I had to pick, Marvel.
I've never seen a response that fast to that one.
Marvel.
All right, now a little more serious question. All right, between playing music, writing novels, and illustrating fantasy role-playing characters, do you have any time to sleep ever?
Yes. I see. The trick is, and it may be ironic hearing it from me, is I don't watch TV much, so that's when I get the time, yeah.
All right, and then how did you get involved with Rather Dashing Games?
My best friend, Mike Ritchie, I've known since before I could say his name, when we were little kids. He is a professional board game designer. He's done custom games for Barnes & Noble, for X Games, and stuff like that. And he wanted to go out on his own, branch on his own. And I always wanted to draw. So we started a company together. He designs the board games. I do all the illustration. And we kind of overlap a little. That's it. We're having a blast.
That's awesome. And you enjoy it?
I love it. I love it, yeah.
Word on the street is you're in a band called Carpet Shark.
Yes.
Do you plan on doing any kind of touring?
I don't know. Right now we're just kind of, we have so much music. We're just trying to get it recorded. And right now we're kind of in a hiatus. But we plan on hearing more from us soon, yeah.
What inspired you to do music?
When I was 14, I was just kind of bored. So I taught myself how to play guitar and piano. So I love it. I would play 4 hours a day. And just have a blast. So I love all kinds of music. But I just released a piano CD, just solo piano music as well. So
that's awesome.
It's fun, yeah. It's fun.
I got a few ghost hunting questions for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
How exactly did you and Jason meet?
Online dating.
Online dating?
No, just kidding.
Well, each their own.
No, meh. I actually offered to do his website. I was learning how to do web design way back in the day. And I saw his website for his paranormal group. And I thought, oh, that'd be a fun one to do. So I contacted him, offered to redo it for free in exchange for showing it in a portfolio. And we got together and we just talked about our frustrations in the field. Because I had been investigating since I was 15. So we got together and formed Tabs.
You guys still keep in contact a lot?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yep.
Do you still do the whole ghost hunting thing?
Yep. I still investigate, just not on TV. I left because it was 8 years of, you know, filming every week, all week, for 8 years. And I have a wife and 3 kids. I had to stop. So.
Any chance of ever having a reunion with those guys?
It's not out of the question, of course.
So what happened in that town of the Black Magic where you guys were, like, trapped in there?
That was weird. That was really weird. I was like, the whole town was in a conspiracy against us. It was very weird. And even the police officers were weird. And we actually had, like, I guess a low-speed chase in a snowstorm to get out of there. And it was just chaos. Every once in a while, people ask me all the time, are you ever afraid? What are you scared of? And it's the living. Very afraid of. The homeowners are very weird. The occult is very weird. Ghosts don't scare me, though. So.
Mm-hmm. What advice do you have to anybody who's interested in doing the whole ghost hunting paranormal thing?
Do it. Do it. And do it your own way. Just don't hurt anybody. Take everything you read and see with a grain of salt. And you don't have to spend tons of money to start. The best thing you can do is find a friend or a family member that thinks their house is haunted and just help them out there because you don't have to worry about a client.
One quick fan question.
Mm-hmm.
In an episode, you and Jay happen to get goosed
at
the same time.
Yeah.
But you're in different areas, which is weird because normally you guys were always together.
Yep.
How was that like?
It was hilarious because, I mean, you're watching the show, it looks like we're alone, but one of our rules is to never go alone, but we have cameramen with us. And so I went down and I was a different area and it just got goosed and it was hilarious because I was trying to tell Jay what happened to me and he was trying to tell me what happened to him at the same time. And it's just wild. It's just funny.
It's a weird coincidence.
Yeah, it's very. That's what was weird about it.
Right, one last question. The Olympics are, like, what, 2 weeks away.
Mm.
If you could be in the Olympics, what event would you do?
What event would I do? I would always wanted to do that long jump skis where they go down that huge ramp and go flying. I think it would kill me, but it seems like it'd be cool. The closest thing to being flying.
That one terrifies me just watching. I'm like,
or bobsled. I love to sled, so bobsledding would be amazing.
All right, well, sweet. Thank you very much.
No problem.